Chopper!
Could you please repeat that? I didn't catch what you said.
Go! Get to the chopper!
Again?
Chopper!
Please, one more time. Please?
Chopper!
Oh, okay, you said chopper. Okay, I understand.
Run!
Ooh, and as I run, welcome to the Family English Podcast, bringing you the English that you crave. I'm your host today, Will Darling, coming in to inject English into your brain. That's right, we inject it with needles. That sounds gross. Anyways, so today you may be asking, huh, I want to speak fluently, but why can't I? Huh, I've been learning English my whole life and I just still can't get it. Huh. And today is the day that I will do my very best to try and answer some of those questions. I have a few common problems that keep you from learning a language fluently. And we're going to talk about those, especially since I have my own experience, because, you know, I'm learning Russian and stuff. I found this list on fluentin3months.com, and so we'll link it down below, and you can follow along on the website. So I say we jump right in to learn how to be fluent speakers of the language you are trying to learn. Problem number one. It reads, my vocabulary is too basic to hold a conversation. The problem. Your vocabulary is made up of surface language. The website reads, what do I mean by surface language? I mean, you've stocked up with basic language, like that's a chair, instead of saying something like that is a dining room table chair, or that is a rocking chair, or that is a recliner. You only know words for basic things, but can't distinguish between finer meanings. And they say, for the fix, how to fix this problem. You need to play a game, an everyday life game, where you get in the habit of just describing what's around you in English, for example, if you're learning English. So don't just say, hey, there's a park there. Instead say, wow, there's a beautiful park with luscious aspen trees and purple corgis. I don't know why dogs are purple, but purple corgis running around, galloping on the green, smelly grass. I don't know, like stuff like that. Yeah, they said, there are red rose beds in a hexagon. Well, you know, just describe what's around you in detail. And I would say this is a very, very good thing to do, but you need to know that vocabulary. And so I would also recommend maybe bring like a translation dictionary with you. And then you think, okay, I want to say beautiful. What's beautiful in my language, in the other language? Okay, well, this is what it is, so this is, you know. I think that this is a very good suggestion. Yeah, I'm actually going to try it out. All right, let's move on. Problem number two. It reads, when I learn a new vocabulary word, I still don't understand when a native uses it. The problem. You can't distinguish between the multiple meanings of one word. What? See, I don't know if I'd necessarily agree with this one. One word can mean a lot of different things. And so, for example, if you say head in English, it can mean a lot of different things, like the head of lettuce, or the head of a hammer, or the head of an organization. But I don't know if that's really the actual problem. I think that the solution, this is my solution to this problem, is listening a lot. If you don't understand when a native speaker uses a word, just listen, and you'll start to pick it up. That's what I think, and that's been my experience. I learn a word, and I just start picking it up and listening to it. So maybe you have the problem, maybe you disagree. I don't know, but let's move on. Problem number three. It reads, I can't speak fluently, even though I understand the language when I hear it. The problem. You might understand more complex grammar tenses, but you're not using them. So they say the fix to this problem is to begin mastering or using these more complex grammar tenses. By focusing on them, in, for example, movies, or when you're talking with people, or when you're reading articles. They say they suggest having, quote, shower conversations with yourself and using those complex tenses in the shower. So I'm guessing you take a shower and you talk with yourself. I've never actually tried this, but this might be really good. I actually think I might try this out. I know that sometimes in Russian I can understand more complex grammar tenses, but when it comes to actually saying them, I feel like a fish out of water. I'm just flopping around on the ground trying to make sense of the words that I'm speaking. It's awful. I'm actually going to try this. So, yeah, let's move on. Problem number four. It reads, I don't know how to stop making the same mistake over and over again. The problem. You are continuing to make errors that you learned as a beginner, but that were never corrected. So, basically saying that you keep making the same problem over and over again, and it's kind of just become habit for you to say that problem. They say to fix the problem, start one-on-one or one-on-two lessons with a native teacher. And by the way, you can find native speakers in Family English. Just walk in or call and, we'll get you hooked up. I'm actually one of them. Hey, hey, hey. If you want me, my name is Will Darling, like I said at the beginning. But anyways, besides shamelessly plugging stuff, they say to be very clear that you want to be corrected as soon as you make a mistake or finish the sentence. And that you need to write down the mistakes that you make. Because you gotta keep just, it's like trying to break a habit, I guess. And I would actually agree with this one. You have to work really, really hard to break the habit by just figuring out, okay, yes, I didn't say this correctly. I didn't say it correctly again. Oh, look, I didn't say it correctly again. And forcing yourself to consciously say it correctly. But I can tell you from experience, that is really hard. And I'm sure you can experience that too. Or you have experienced that. Yeah, so this is a good one. I think this makes a lot of sense. So try it. Problem number five. It reads, I can understand the language, but I just can't speak it. I believe this one's kind of similar to one of the other ones we went through, but it's a little different. They say the problem. You've spent your time practicing reading and listening to the language, but you're not confident in speaking. They say the fix is you just need to speak. You need to, instead of listening all the time to what's going on, focus. Focus on what's going on around you, and then talk. You have to talk about it. You have to actually just speak. I would actually really agree with this one. I've heard from actually my English course that I took to be able to teach English. They said, the people who speak the most will learn the fastest. And I completely agree. Don't worry about messing up. Don't worry about mistakes. Like, dude, I make tons of mistakes when I speak Russian. Oh my goodness. I make so many mistakes. But the point is that you're trying to speak. And that is what counts. So don't ever give up, because, yeah, go team, right? All right, let's move on. Problem number nine. So as you can see, we've skipped a few because we don't have a lot of time in the podcast. So I've skipped down to number nine. It reads, I've been learning a language for years, but I'm not getting anywhere. The problem, you're not comparing yourself to native speakers to see where you stack up. They say, usually they're not fans of comparing yourself to people, but they say you should actually try and compare yourself to native speakers on how you're speaking. The fix, they say, is find a native speaker that you can practice with, like me, and play a game where you say a sentence in the language to them, and they say it back to you how they would express that language. So, for example, if someone told me, they said, I want to go stairs, I would say, I want to go up the stairs. Because, obviously, the first one wasn't correct, and that was how I would say it. The second one is how I would say it. I think this is interesting. I actually want to try this out with Russians. I mean, I can just try this out with my wife and see how it goes. I'll get back to you. But I actually think this is a really good idea. So find a native speaker and play this game with them. I think this would be a great, great exercise. So to recap, to make a summary of everything that we learned today, I think that there's two very important things that we need to do, me included, because I'm also learning Russian. And let me tell you, Russian is a very hard language. I have had so many struggles, especially with just understanding when people are speaking. It's really hard. But I'm still working on it and still going pretty strong. And so two things. Number one, speak the language and make mistakes. Do not worry about what mistakes you make. And I think that this is like the number one most important thing. And number two, surround yourself with the language. Do not let yourself slip into to slip into the idea of, I'm tired, I want to just stick to my language because it's easy. No. You need to surround yourself with the language you're trying to learn. Do everything you can to do that. I know that you guys are living in Russia, but do what you can, and I'm sure you guys are doing this. Read articles, watch TV that's in English, listen to music in English, whatever, talk in English, I don't know. Find ways to surround yourself. I think if you do those two things and you are very diligent, as in you work hard at it, you guys will do great, trust me. Anyone who listens to this will be doing really well. So, this has been Will bringing you Family English's podcast. And if you are interested in talking to native speakers, you can come to us. We will get you hooked up, man. Thank you for listening. And please put your comments down below in the comment place. And we will see you next time.